beautiful shot by Skyler, but Kaylee pushes the ball back down court, and yeah, she pushed the ball underneath, and Craig Panthers fouled her. She tried to put the ball underneath, and they just kind of ran into the side of her. And so it's going to be Craig ball on the far court, or not Craig ball, excuse me, Glacier Bears ball on the far court. Kaylee's bringing the ball in, and she's looking for somebody. She finally gets the ball in to Jordan. Jordan brings the ball around the corner and passes it back to Kaylee, and she puts up a three-pointer and misses almost everything, but the rebound's by Michaela, and Michaela gives the ball back to Brittany, and Brittany puts it in. So the score is now 15-10, Craig Panthers. So the ball's brought down the court by Skyler. Skyler brings it in for a little jumper and nails it. So Skyler hits another jump shot and puts the Craig Panthers back up by 7. So it's 17-10. The Glacier Bears are pushing it hard down the court here. They're trying to get it in to Destiny, I believe. Yeah, Destiny. And Destiny puts it up and scores before anybody else could get underneath. So those quick pass breaks, I think, might be the ticket for the Glacier Bears if they can keep themselves running down the court. Skyler's got the ball again. She passes it off to Pia. Pia back to Johanna. Johanna mishandles it but gets it back and throws it to Skyler. Skyler's clear out of the half-court line, and she passes the ball back into Sarah Yates. Sarah gets into Pia. Pia tries to shoot it, and Kylie blocked her hard. So the Glacier Bears had the ball back. Kaylee's trying to push the ball up court. She pushes it to Brittany, and Brittany shoots and gets nailed by Johanna on the shot. And the ref is putting two fingers in the air, so she will be shooting two. So 6.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and the score is 15-12.
17-12.
I'm looking at the scoreboard right at it, and I still said 15. Anyway, so the first shot's up, and she missed it hard off the back iron. So Brittany, I believe, yeah, Brittany is shooting her second foul shot now. Looks like Destiny just came out.
And Autumn came in.
And Autumn came back in.
And Tulsi's coming out, and Kaylee is coming out, and Tulsi's coming in.
So Kaylee's getting her first break of the game. All right, second shot. Up and scored. Beautiful shot. Perfect. Nothing but net. So 13-17. Alicia brings the ball up court. She passed the ball over to Aspen. Aspen's trying to look into her sister, Ashley, but she couldn't get it to her, and she passed it back out. Now Alicia passed the ball all the way across the court to Aspen, and then Aspen got the ball back, and it shot it, missed it, and Mary got the rebound and put it back in for the Craig Panthers. So shot down here on the other end by Brittany. Brittany missed it off the front iron, and Aspen got the rebound for Craig. So Craig's bringing it back down the court.
The score is 19-13, Craig.
All right, Craig shoots, misses everything, but Ashley is back underneath, picks the rebound up for Craig. Alicia throws the ball right at Brittany, and Brittany grabs the ball and starts bringing the ball back down the court. So Brittany with the Glacier Bears. Passes the ball over to Jordan. Jordan passes the ball back out to Tulsi. And Tulsi shoots, and are they going to give it to her? She made it, but are they calling it on the ground? No. Did they call jump ball?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see jump ball. There was no jump ball there. But anyways, the refs are giving the ball back to Haynes. So Haynes has the ball out of bounds. That basket did not count. Haynes shoots the ball, number 13. Tulsi shoots the ball. She shoots and misses, and then they fall on the ground, Mary and Tulsi, for a jump ball again, and now the ball is going back to the Craig Panthers. So the Craig Panthers have the ball heading up to the up court, and Alicia Barlow drives in, throws the ball up, kind of gets hit a little bit and throws the ball out of bounds, but they give the ball back to the Glacier Bears. So the Glacier Bears ball underneath the Craig basket, and they're going to bring the ball down the court. Kaylee keeps coming back in. Hey, well, thank you, Radio Man Bill. Oh, yeah, that's right, Bill, you're the guy. All right, so Glacier Bears have the ball, and they throw it away, and Alicia Barlow has the ball, and she's heading down the court. She dribbled it right off of her foot, but it hit a Glacier Bear, but she picked it up and got it. So the Glacier Bears have the ball. Have control it, and Kaylee has the ball, and she's going to bring it down the court. So So it's kind of a crazy sequence right there, but we made it work. Now the ball's back underneath. Autumn's got the ball underneath. She throws it to Kaylee. Kaylee shoots a three-pointer. No, it's short off the front iron. Aspen gets the rebound, and her and Kaylee are the only two down the court, and here comes Alicia Barlow. Alicia Barlow gets the ball from Aspen, and Alicia Barlow throws the ball up and scores. And it looks like the Glacier Bears are calling a 30-second timeout to talk things over. So the score is 21 for Craig and 13 for the Glacier Bears. So what looked like a tight game in the beginning is pulling away a little bit right now. I can see the fatigue on the Glacier Bears' faces, and I can totally understand where they're coming from. You know, having traveled with the boys basketball team the last 2 years, that travel day and then trying to play a late game that night, that's just un-American. It's one of the most painful things that I've ever done. So, you know, you got to give it to these girls for coming out and giving these efforts. But this game is far from over. There's a lot of spirit and life left in these Haynes girls. I can see it. They're just, you know, trying to get their feet under them and trying to get rid of their sea legs. All right, so the timeout's over, and the Glacier Bears are bringing the ball down the court. Kaylee is bringing it down. She passes it clear across the court to Janae. Janae passes it in. Misses. Autumn shoots again. She was blocked, and the ball got knocked out of bounds, but it looks like it's going to be Glacier Bear ball. And, yes, Glacier Bear ball, and it looks like Janae's bringing it in, passes it in to Michaela, and Michaela puts it up, passes it over to Autumn. Autumn misses, tries to get her own rebound, and no, Mary grabs the rebound and gets the ball to Pia. Pia for the Craig Panthers is heading down the court. Glacier Bears got back great, though, and so they're back up against Aspen. Tries to shoot a three-point shot and misses everything, and they let it go out of bounds. Autumn kind of blocked people, so they couldn't try to get it as it went out of bounds. So it's going to be Glacier Bear ball with 3 minutes and 51 seconds to go in the first half. So Kayla brings the ball down the court, passes the ball over to the corner to Janae. Janae throws it away and gets it to Aspen. So Aspen, the Craig Panthers, are heading down the court. And she looks to shoot again. She passes it over to Alicia. Alicia shoots, drives, misses. Mary goes for the rebound. Aspen, she kicks it back in, and the ball goes to Mary. But no, the ball landed. Ashley was out of bounds, and so it's going to go back to the Glacier Bears. So Glacier Bears bringing it down. Kaylee's got the ball, and she's heading down the front court. Crosses the timeline. Gives the ball back over to Tulsi. Tulsi kind of gets pushed and hammered by Pia, it looks like. See what they're going to call. They're having a clock issue, so they blew the whistle dead. There was no foul. Trying to figure out the clock, and maybe it wasn't running. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. If I was an NBA analysis, I'd like to have 25 guys telling me what to say in my ear as I was talking to you, but I don't have that yet. I'm working on it.
I'm trying.
Kaylee's got the ball. She passes it back in. Alicia tries to steal it, and she misses the ball. The ball goes to Janae. Janae has it in the corner, and we're calling a foul on number 10, Alicia Barlow, as she tried to reach in and grab that ball. And so that's 6-7, I believe it's. Yep, 7. So they're going to be shooting 1-1 here. So this could be the tell of the game, because there's been 7 fouls called on Craig and 2 fouls called on the Glacier Bears. So if you guys can keep drawing the fouls, you might be able to close the gap from the free throw line, because they've been doing a good job of drawing fouls, because they're penetrating and they're getting inside. So the first shot's going up from Janae, and she misses a butt. Autumn gets the rebound. Oh, shoots it long off the backboard, but Kaylee gets the ball, goes out, 15-foot jumper, and puts it in. So 15-21, Craig Panthers. So Craig Panthers bringing the ball down the court. Aspen Hansen's got the ball. She passes it to Skyler. Skyler back to Pia. Pia back to Aspen. Aspen's trying to penetrate, but the strong arm of Haynes is just making it very difficult for them to get inside. If Haynes can stop those long shots, they have a great chance winning this game. Nice block by Autumn. Autumn blocked the ball of Mary, the big guy for the Craig Panthers, and but the ball went out of bounds, and so it's going to be Craig Panther ball. So Aspen Hansen is going to take it out of bounds underneath the basket for the Craig Panthers. They're trying to get in. They get it into Pia. They get it up to Skyler. Skyler tries to shoot, but but Kaylee blocks her, but now Aspen gets the ball over in the corner and hits a three-pointer. She was left wide open. No one was there on the weak side to protect it. So Kaylee brings the ball back down the court, throws the ball too high over the head of Michaela, and they throw it out of bounds, and it's going back to Craig. 24-15, the Craig Panthers are ahead with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the first half. As Craig brings the ball down the front court, you can see the long arms of the Haynes Glacier Bears just trying to stop anybody from getting inside. And it worked that time because they got a traveling violation called on Pia. But they're just wide and they're big, and they put their arms out there so wide that, you know, it's surprising that the girls even want to try to get in there and shoot the ball against these, you know, it looks like good coached Glacier Bears. So Kaylee has the ball, trying to push it up court. She wants to shoot, but she can't. She has to send the ball over to Tulsi, and Tulsi is stuck in the corner, but she gets back over to Kaylee. To Kaylee, and Kaylee tries to shoot it, and she misses it hard off the iron, but the rebound, and it goes in. So beautiful, beautiful play by Michaela. She got the rebound quickly, rolled around the corner, and put up kind of a spinning layup that just rolled around and went in and got fouled in the process. And so now the score is 17, Glacier Bears, and she's shooting a foul shot. She puts it up, bounces hard off the iron, but Autumn gets the rebound, and she's just being mauled underneath there, and they finally call a foul on Skyler. So she's going to have an opportunity here on the ninth foul of the half to hit this 1-1 to try to put the Glacier Bears up to 19. So these are the big shots. These games are won and lost at the free throw line. I think we all know that, and we've heard that for a lot of years. So she puts it up. She shoots a beautiful shot. She put it in. So she hits the front end of the 1-1. So Autumn's at the free throw line. Hit that first end of the 1-1, and now she's looking to hit the second one. She's up to the line. She's dribbling. She's got really good form, and she just kind of puts it up there, misses it off to the side. Mary gets the rebound. So it's 24-18. The Glacier Bears are behind the Craig Panthers. So Pia has the ball out at the top of the key. Skyler into Mary. Mary's trying to penetrate, but Autumn just puts her hands in the air, and Mary can't do anything about it. So back out to Skyler, over to Aspen. Aspen shoots it over to Pia, and Pia throws up just the craziest looking shot in the world, hits the top of the backboard, and goes into the hole. So 26-18, Craig Panthers. So the ball's back in the front court. It's back into Michaela. Michaela puts it over to Kaylee. Kaylee throws the ball over to Tulsi, and Tulsi is being mugged by Skyler, and Skyler gets foul called on her. So this can be the 10th foul, so this is double bonus. And so she'll have the opportunity of shooting two foul shots here. So Tulsi's shooting the first of her two shots, so everybody can rest at the line. She puts it up, straight through the hoop. So 19-26, Craig Panthers are ahead. Looks like Mary's coming out of the game, and she's the tall guy for the Craig Panthers, so I think that's, you know, maybe to your guys' benefit. Second one up and good. So beautiful, beautiful shooting. I think, you know, you're made five and missed three from the foul line is all, so that's not bad for the Glacier Bears. So the ball's back down. Pia's got the ball over on the Craig side, and Aspen's trying to bring it in, now Aspen has the ball, and she's shooting it from the top of the key. Dribbles it around, misses it. She gets it back. It bounces right back out to the top of the key, and looks like Craig's going to call a 30-second timeout. So here we are with 48.6 seconds to go in the first half. It's 26-20. The Craig Panthers are leading the Glacier Bears. And it looks to me like there's a little bit more life coming into the Glacier Bears, and they're getting a little bit more animated and excited about, you know, this second win that they need after being on a ferry and an airplane all day, I'm sure. So let's hope that, you know, they can show some life and maybe in the last 48 seconds, you know, close this gap just a little bit.
That's the girl that keeps calling me.
All right, so here we are. Sorry for that silence there for a minute. I hate being silent. It's boring. All right, so Craig Panthers have the ball underneath the basket with 48 seconds to go because they're the ones that did call the timeout. They throw the ball clear up to the half-court line, out to Pia. Pia over to Sarah Yates. Sarah back to Pia. Pia over to Aspen. Aspen's looking for somebody on the short side of the hoop here. Sarah's trying to drive. She drives it a little bit deep, hard. They go on the ground. It looks like Autumn and Sarah went for a jump ball. They call the jump ball, and it's going to be with 36 seconds to go. It's going to be Glacier Bears basketball. So Kaylee brings the ball down the court. She's almost crossed the timeline. There's 31 seconds to go. Ashley just stole the ball from the Glacier Bears, brought it down the court, but it was blocked by Kaylee. It was blocked by Kaylee and knocked out of bounds, but it's going to be Craig Ball with 23 seconds to go here in the first half. So it's 26-20, the Craig Panthers. Trying to get the ball in, 4 seconds. They got it into Aspen. Aspen out to Ashley. Ashley over to Sarah, and Sarah over to Pia. And Pia, again, banked a three-pointer. I think you should have to call the bank or you don't get the points. 13 seconds to go. Kaylee has the ball, bringing it up the court. She passes it over to Tulsi. Tulsi tries to drive to get inside. She gets it inside to Destiny, and Destiny puts it up and scores with 3 seconds to go. So it's 29-22 with one, and there's the half. So at the end of the first half, the score is 29-22. The Craig Panthers with the lead. And the Glacier Bears are heading to the locker room. And they look pretty good. So I think they're going to put up quite a showing in the second half. But we're going to turn it back over to the station now. And we will talk to you guys or be with you guys in 10 minutes. Thank you.
And we'll look for. We'll be back to the game in about.